Lamer Gamers, this is Simply Travis for the Lamer Gamers Podcast, and today, instead of your regularly scheduled podcast, we have a brand new YouTube video that will take its place. Now, if you've listened to us in the past few months, we've been talking about going on an adventure. A Ring Fat Adventure! And, well, we finally have. Our friend Casey Adams over at Good for Nothing Gaming has helped us film and edit a really great video where Rowdy 5000 and myself have an absolutely atrociously lame skit where I bring Rowdy over to my house of gains, where you have to have the right games to get the gains. After that, we do an unboxing video of Ring Fit Adventure, which might include a little bit of tug-of-war with the Ringcon, and we make Rowdy play the game for the first few levels. In just a few moments, we'll play a little bit of audio from the YouTube video, and unfortunately, I don't know if y'all can hear the background noise as I'm recording this, but it is Southeast Texas, and there are guns going off today, so I've been trying to find some time where my neighbors are not target practicing, which is cool. It's just a thing that happens out here. Anyway, but I did want to let you fine folks know that we will be back next week with our regularly scheduled podcast, which includes a train in the background right now, and a smattering of the latest gaming news, rumors, and fake news, as always. We also have been very busy playing some great games like Dragon Ball Z Kakarot and The Witcher 3, so expect us to bring some of them up in a future side quest episode or segments. Some fun names for these include Doctor Strange Rowdy, How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love The Witcher, and also Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, The Treachery of Nostalgia, which will be loosely based on a comparison to René Magritte's concept behind The Treachery of Images. You know, as Rowdy would call hoity-toity nerd stuff. Also known as This Is Not a Pipe, if you've never seen that before. These, of course, may change up some, but I'm at least excited about them. So, enough of me blabbering. Head on over to YouTube and search for the Lamer Gamers Podcast to find the latest video. We will try to do these occasionally in place of an episode and let you know when they go live. That's kind of part of Lamer Gamers 2.0. We want content weekly. Sometimes it won't just be the podcast. Sometimes we spend a lot of time on the YouTubes and we want you to go visit there. So don't forget to do all those stereotypical YouTube things if you're a sub, if you're a podcast person, like clicking, subscribing, ringing a bell, maybe leaving a terribly mean message about how fat Travis is, or, you know, liking the video. Also, check us over out at parallaxmedia.one. They are starting to put our post over there and on the Twitters at LamerGamersCast. We'll see y'all next week. So, Rowdy, can you hit the audio to give them a taste, a little teaser of what is to come in the Ring Fat Adventure?
Hey, Lamer! You looking for some gains? You! Are you looking for gains? Well, you're in the right place. It's Simply Travis's House of Gains. Boy. Over here, we have mountains of creatine and all sorts of other stuff I completely forgot. But you come up here and get some gains, and we give you the games to get the gains.
So, I should join the gym because you have rhymes?
It's because I said so.
Also, we have an Instagram blocking filter, so nobody's going to be taking up that gym equipment looking like they need to have their selfies. Yeah. Other than that one, open for me only.
So, rhymes, Instagram blocking, where's your equipment?
I got it. In just a minute. But right now, you need to sign some stuff. First up, start signing this. Don't wait too long this single time. This is a one-time offer. Just start signing. Okay, now don't get any gains. That one says you're going to pay an extra $20. The next one is your $5. Just start signing. I'm going to tell you as it's going. You can trust me. Your mom might experience some ancillary gains in this process. Just sign it. Hold on, I got the next one. Come on, Lamer. You got this next list. The next one is going to be going over. You might have some explosive gains. little bit of explosive diarrhea. But explosive gains are what you need to remember. Okay, next thing is going to be the equipment. Everything is basically, if you break it, you buy it. But we're going to be using something that is not easy to break, but every 20% of the people do. So, you ready to get pumped? You ready for these games?
Yes.
Let's get to it. So, we are actually going to be opening the box.
I've never seen this, man. This is the first time.
Pretty cool game. So, if you look on the front of the box, you have this really nice graphic. I mean, this game costs $79.99, which is a lot of money, actually, for this. But there's a lot of cool stuff in it. So, really high quality print on the front. You see the main character. You also see the bad guy that you're going to fight. And all the little dudes that are going to be coming up here in just a bit.
So, at $79.99, does it come with everything you need?
Pretty much. I mean, it's going to have the ring. It's going to have the leg strap. And that's... in the game.
So then you just put your Joy-Cons in the ring, in the leg strap, good to go.
We will see in just a minute.
Oh, okay.
All right, so y'all see over here, adventure. Exercise your way through a fantasy world and fight monsters by working out. Now this is stuff they're gonna get your kids excited with on the side. You can also do a quick play and enjoy a quick session with some casual fitness mini games. That looks like explosions and fires. That seems very casual. next up, there are also custom workouts. You can change the difficulty level, and I've actually found that in the game, which we'll find out later. The game will kind of adjust based on how well you're doing. Next up, they have exercise stats. So we're actually going to get to see usage of the IR thingy. Is that the technical term?
I mean, if you want to get technical, it's called a pulse oximeter.
Whatever. Medical dude. Alright, so you'll be able to see your pulse rate at the end of it and all that good stuff.
Oh, my bad. Then it's not a pulse oximeter. It just takes your pulse.
I think so, yeah. It's just a pulse later. I don't know. Get on your feet and go save the world. So it's going to have the game, the leg strap, and the ring con. So is it called just the ring con, I guess?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't really know the name. I just called it the ring.
I want to ask you something here. Yep. This is E10 plus.
Yes, because tiny children, I mean, they probably would be okay with this, but they also might take the ring and like put it around a dog or, you know, attack people with it because tiny children are little animals.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah, just kind of letting you know.
So let's get into this thing.
Let's get into it. You got to love those stickers. That's actually not too bad, honestly.
Okay.
What does it say on there?
Have fun while being active.
Yeah.
Amuse to a talent. I can't speak.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, man. So we got the game here.
You gotta take off the wrap and slightly open it for visual effect.
I don't have fingernails.
Maybe I can do it? Yeah. I don't know. Do I have fingernails? Somebody on the YouTube's gonna be like, man, that dude's gnarly fingernails.
Oh, dude.
Getting this open.
I'll bite the hell out of them, man.
I don't know where to put this. We didn't think this through.
I'll put it in here.
Put it up like confetti.
With my sticker. I'll put that inside.
That's on you. On the back, and the inside is completely worthless to look at, as most Switch games. I'm a little behind times. All right.
So next, we have the Ring Con.
The Ring Con.
All right, and you say this thing is super durable?
Yes, try to squish that together.
Yeesh. Whoa! I hit myself in the face with this thing.
Here, we gotta try to pull it apart. Okay, let's see. This is pretty darn tough.
Oh my god,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're supposed to be able, man, I'm still having a hard time. I haven't done this in a while.
All right. Oh my god, that's got some resistance, man.
Yeah, I'm taking a break for this video so I'd be back into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this is made out of. It's rubberized on the outside. The inside, I'm assuming, is metal, but it comes back really springy-like. So I'm assuming there's a metal core inside. I can feel, like, I can wiggle. Feel the wiggle, Rowdy.
Feel the wiggle.
The wiggle.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's some sort of rubberization going around a metal band, is what I'm assuming. And then on the inside, there are actually electronics in here, so this is not just like an empty ring.
So it's where you put the Joy-Con in.
Yeah, you slide the Joy-Con in the rail. It will show up in here, and of course, it's not electronic. This is a series of mirrors.
Yeah.
As with the regular, the puppy dog controller, I guess you'd say. That's what they used to call it back in the day, right?
Back in the day, it's been out 2 years.
Back in the day, hey man, it's been a long 2 years, man. And then you've got these nice little, are they removable? Let's break this right now.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, yeah. I've seen replacements on Amazon.
It's soft and squishy.
Okay.
All right. Let's see what else is in there.
That's pretty much it, man. We also got the leg strap and.
Dude, that could fit around.
Dude, I have freaking monster legs, like Hulk legs. They're huge, like tree trunks, and it actually fits around mine. So if you're a larger dude like me, it's actually usable. And that's what I was excited about, because a lot of these games that are supposed to be for healthy, for health, aren't really good for fat people. Like,
dude, hang on.
Hey, there's your new belt.
That's a 34-inch waist, homie.
Oh, man. I'm not going to tell you what mine is. That might be my leg.
Yeah, man, that thing's super stretchy. All right, man. So, we're going to get into this now?
I think we are.
All right. Let's do this.
Ring Fat Adventure!
Oh, man. Whew. I'm winded just listening to that. Thanks again for checking out the podcast, following, and subscribing. Have a great week from the official podcast of the Lamers and Working Class Gamers. I'm so tired I can't even say it. The Lamer Gamers Podcast. We'll be right back.